The combined force had come alive and was changing position in orbit so as to maintain its location above this area. Flashes of engine exhausts were apparent in the sky around, and a mutter of internal ship commands trickled through the channels. They were readying themselves. It was the Hovin who finally expressed something that must have been on all their minds. The rewards.
I have just worked out that they might be the one, and don't know. There is a report here of a big cyclo walking around a firing platform down there earlier this day.
Well, if it was a cyclo, don't you think he would have known?
Said the Jambachow commander. This brought the Huckner superlieutenant into it.
If the silly fool didn't know, he still might have been the one.
But if he had been the one,
said the Hovin,
he would know. And he didn't know, so this isn't the one.
The quarter admiral chipped in, tapping a tooth thoughtfully.
As the possibility now exists that they are the one.
Other faces looked at him on their view screens, unable to figure out how he had gotten to this conclusion.
Why then, I see no reason to hold off further from simply raiding the place and gutting it and then clearing out. But on the other hand,
continued the quarter admiral in a brilliant spurt of logic,
if they are the one, then they constitute an extreme danger to us and should be raided. Either way, we simply raid it, divide up the loot, and clear out.
And the reward money?
Said the Jambachow.
Why, we can best find out about that with an extensive interrogation of the resulting prisoners. As commander-in-chief of this combined force...
There were instant protests. Hold on. They agreed that in any event they should attack, gut the place, and clear out. But they didn't agree that the quarter admiral was their commander-in-chief. This produced a very sour effect on Quarter Admiral Snowleader. Roof Arsparger being aboard, he wanted to get the best possible image. This disagreement didn't fit with it, and it made him quite cross. The ensuing wrangling took considerable time, and the small gray man returned to studying the scene below. He had spotted a small convoy racing south. It was in two sections. The first, smaller section was streaking down what must have been an ancient highway. The second was larger and driving nearly as fast. At first, it might appear that the second was chasing the first. But now they had come together without a fight on the banks of a river. They must all be the same group. The stream was in spring flood, and shortly after the arrival of the first section, water pumps were placed and huge sprays of water were visible. They were spraying down their vehicles and themselves. The action was not known to the small gray man, so he consulted some reference books. Radiation. The way to get rid of contamination was copious use of water. The particles could be washed down and away due to their weight. Then that had been a nuclear blast. The cyclos down through the ages had remorselessly suppressed anyone seeking to use such weapons. It was a nearly forgotten chapter of ancient warfare. The small gray man had his communication officer tune in his view screens better. There was haze and overcast down there, a little difficult to see through. The city to the north had begun to burn quite fiercely, aglow under the clouds of spiring smoke. The wind was from the south, and even though this left the river area where the trucks had arrived clearer, there was a lot of interference. Ah, it was that shorting power line to the old mine site. It made the view screen jump and distort. It took some time for the group at the river to sort itself out. What were they? Refugees? The remains of an attack force? And then he saw it. Under that dome they had raised with a crane, a teleportation console. He began to piece this situation together. He did not know why or how, but that fight and explosion had to do with teleportation. One or another of these commanders in the ships about him would invite his advice. He would answer noncommittally. For once, he would not be helpful at all. He hoped and prayed that they would not see that console down there.